The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 1441 of 2002.
A dramatic vote at the United Nations today, and a strong message from a unified Security Council to Iraq. The resolution, co-sponsored by the United States and Britain, imposes tough new demands on Iraq to disarm. France and Russia, who have veto power on the Council, supported the resolution only after being reassured that it contains no hidden triggers for the automatic use of force against Baghdad. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Today's vote was the result of 8 weeks of intensive negotiations that a senior administration official described as excruciatingly difficult. After the vote, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan acknowledged the difficulties and congratulated the Council for its unanimous decision. Annan urged Iraq, for its sake and for world order, to comply with what the resolution itself says is a final opportunity to meet UN demands.
If Iraq's defiance continues, however, the Security Council must face its responsibilities.
The United States' fear is that the Council might not face its responsibilities, as it has failed to enforce previous resolutions on Iraq. President Bush spoke to that issue today.
With the passage of this resolution, the world must not lapse into unproductive debates over whether specific instances of Iraqi noncompliance are serious. Any Iraqi noncompliance is serious, because such bad faith will show that Iraq has no intention of disarming.
The resolution requires UN weapons inspectors to resume work within Iraq in 45 days to rid the country of any weapons of mass destruction. It sets forth a more intrusive inspections program than in the past, allowing immediate unconditional access to all sites. If Iraq fails to cooperate in any way, the inspectors are to notify the Security Council immediately so that it can act. After today's vote, U.S. Ambassador to the UN John Negroponte put the Security Council on notice.
If the Security Council fails to act decisively in the event of further Iraqi violations, this resolution does not constrain any member state from acting to defend itself against the threat posed by Iraq or to enforce relevant United Nations resolutions.
Some members of the Council, led by France and Russia, had opposed the resolution on grounds that the original text proposed by Washington could be used as a license for an immediate attack on Iraq. The language was changed to create a two-step process. Tell Iraq what it must do, if Iraq refuses, then refer the issue to the Security Council. Jean-David Levite, the French ambassador to the United Nations, says France is satisfied.
If there is no compliance, then the Council will meet again.
That, Levite says, preserves a central role for the United Nations in the process. Russia was harder to convince. A senior administration official says Russia did not agree until a final telephone conversation this morning between Secretary of State Colin Powell and Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.